The Army currently in the middle of a month-long exercise that's testing their cyber network on the battlefield. Dennis Moran's a retired Army Major General now with the Harris Corporation, here to tell you about what's going on in the field. General Moran, thanks for being on the program. Great to have you.
Thanks, Francis. Thanks, sir, for making the time for me.
Happy to do it. There is, you're particularly interested in the issue of communications in combat, both with the work you did in the Army and the work that you're doing with Harris. Talk about what you're seeing as part of this exercise.
Well, first of all, I literally just came back yesterday, and so I've got good, you know, fresh eyes on what's going on out there, and it's really exciting. And as you know, the Army has realized that they need a new way to acquire and integrate information technology, and they need some kind of an event to evaluate that technology in a systems kind of a way, and they've selected this network integration evaluation to do that. So even as we speak, out in the heat of White Sands Missile Range, the 2nd of the 1st Infantry Brigade is out maneuvering, conducting evaluations of a new and emerging technology. It's being evaluated by different kinds of Army evaluation organizations, and after the end of the evaluation, the Army will figure out where they are, decide what they want to buy, and decide what needs to mature a little bit more.
What did you see as some of the success stories that are coming out of this?
I think the biggest success story I saw was the knowing that the Army has to integrate both the backbone or the transport layer, if you will, whether it be smartphones or whether it be tactical radios, with the applications that the soldiers are going to use, whether they be in the command post or whether they be with soldiers as they're either mounted or dismounted and maneuvering on the battlefield. And so what they're looking at in a variety of different ways is different systems and how well they play in a mobile battlefield, and then how useful are they for the soldier that's on the ground that's engaging a target or moving towards an objective.
I imagine this has been quite a worldview change, a conceptual change for the Army and all the services and lots of other organizations to wrap their heads around, because the communications for a long time was a radio, and it did one thing. It transmitted voice, and now all the technological capabilities that are available are immense, and the technology itself is complex. And just thinking about the possibilities and all of the things that can be done must be dramatically different than it was in the past.
Absolutely. I mean, in the past, as earlier as last year, each one of the capabilities, the new equipment systems, would have been looked at individually in some type of a test. They never would have been integrated. You never would have had a real assessment of their value on the battlefield. And so this integration exercise, this evaluation exercise, does that. But not only is it a game changer within the Department of Defense and for the Army in particular, but it's a game changer for industry too, because before, technology requirements were defined years in the past from when it was required, and so there was no way to quickly insert technology into Army formations. This methodology, this acquisition process, is going to change that. And so as quickly as things become available in the marketplace, they will be able to be evaluated, and then if they make sense, they will be able to be inserted into the architecture that our soldiers use on the battlefield.
Is this an acquisition process that transfers or scales? Can this be applied to other areas?
Well, I'm certainly not an acquisition expert, but I, just from my experience and from my observations, it absolutely can. The Army has dedicated a significant amount of resources. They have a program executive officer for integration, a PEO, a two-star general, that is out there with his staff running this on a daily basis. And the Army has also created a brigade modernization command, also commanded by a two-star, that is out at Fort Bliss, Texas, which of course is just south of White Sands Missile Range, that's responsible for defining requirements, for ensuring that the doctrine and the training is in place as these new technologies are evaluated. So I think the Army is dedicated to this. I think they've seen the value in it. They know they have to expend the resources if they want the kind of modern network that's going to be necessary on the battlefield.
The PEO Integration Office says the NIE is aimed at refining the acquisition of new technologies and blending programs of record with commercial off-the-shelf solutions as part of this agile process that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Is the willingness for organizations like the Army to look at least blending or integrating COTS solutions a good thing or a bad thing? Are there pluses and minuses there in your mind?
Well, overall, it's a good thing. You look at the architecture that we have put in place in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and I certainly was part of that when I was still on active duty, and it is exactly as you described. It is a hybrid architecture which is made up of the more traditional programs of record, which brought great tactical communications equipment to the battlefield, but also acknowledges that there are newer technologies that can be integrated into that battlefield space and bring value to the soldier. And essentially what the Army has discovered, and certainly the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General Pete Corelli, has acknowledged this a couple of times in public, is Iraq and Afghanistan cannot be the places where we experiment with this integration of commercially developed equipment and program of records. And that's why he has set up this environment at Fort Bliss and White Sands. Is there good and bad? There certainly is. You have different challenges in training and in logistical support, but I would argue that our soldiers are adaptive, our Army organizations are adaptive, and organizations like the Defense Logistics Agency, Communications Electronic Command, can adapt to this kind of environment. They've been doing it for 10 years since we went into Afghanistan and in Iraq. So I think that to institutionalize this within the Army is the right thing for our soldiers.
General Moran, thanks for being here to talk about what you saw out in New Mexico and what you're seeing in the future for devices like this and the communication needs of the Army. I appreciate your time today.
You bet. Thanks, Francis. Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Retired Major General Dennis Moran with the Harris Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You can learn more about the network integration exercises at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It is 4:48 on In Depth with Francis Rose.